said the green light was on?
Come on.
Pardon?
That green light.
Oh, good.
And that green light.
Good, well, that's the microphone. So we need those lights on, don't we?
What for?
Because if the light's on, it means the batteries have gone flat and it's not working properly. So we have to keep looking, don't we, to check that the green light is on?
Yes, and the orange light and red light.
Well, yes. When we look at the actual piece of equipment, the orange light
comes on.
Yes, it comes on. It means that it's plugged into the electricity. And when the green lights come on, it means that the batteries are working. So, and when the little red light on is on, it means the machine itself is turned on. So we've got to look at the red light on the machine, the green lights on these two microphones, and then on the monitors, we've got to check there's both a green and an orange light. So that's five lights we've got to look for.
Yeah.
And the other day, what happened?
Electricity.
No electricity. I forgot what day that was. Was that Monday?
Yeah.
We plugged everything in and checked it was working, turned the microphones on, they were working. And we did a recording, didn't we?
Yeah.
And then when it finished...
Yeah.
You wanted a drink of milk.
Yes. And sweetie.
Well, probably sweeties as well. And when we went to warm the milk... Nothing in the kitchen works. We turned the television on, that didn't work. There was no electricity, was there?
No. Electricity.
And then when we listened to our recording,
It
hadn't recorded anything, had it?
No.
Because the electricity must have gone off just after I checked that the lights were on. And what I normally do is I just check... Once we've checked initially that those are working, we just check these two, don't we, to look for green lights.
Yes,
we never went back to see through green and orange lights, did we?
No.
So that was a complete waste of time. And then what did we find had happened?
I don't know.
When we went for a walk, what had happened to the lamppost? Do you remember when we went not down our road, when we walked around Kentstown?
Yeah.
Kentstown Avenue?
Yeah.
Somebody hit the lamppost, haven't they? And it had fallen down. And there were all bollards and cones and pieces of wood around it. And Norweb boards. And then we saw the Norweb van outside and we realised that must have been what had happened. Somebody hit the lamppost, so they'd have to turn the electricity off to mend it. Tell us something that loops, cornflakes or rice crispies.
Honey at loops.
Please.
And some crisps and on a hole and then in a red packet.
Like some crisps in a red packet?
No, no. They're only those crisps.
You mean the little loop crisps? I haven't got any days. What we'll do, will you have these for breakfast?
No, no, no.
I haven't got any crisps, darling. I haven't any crisps. These are honey nut loops, not hula hoops.
No, no.
Hula hoops. I haven't got any hula hoops. If I had them, you could have them. Well, how about cornflakes or Rice Krispies?
No.
Well, don't start getting upset because we haven't got any and that's the end of it, fellas. What about some toast?
No.
A piece of apple or a banana? You've got to eat something for breakfast now. Come along. Come on, what do you want?
I don't know.
You don't know? Well, what would you like?
I don't know.
Well, then what I'm going to have, I'll just get on with mine. Is that all right? Would you like a drink, perhaps? Some blackcurrant juice?
Yeah.
Yes, please.
Yes, I'll drink all. I want a custard.
Custard? I've got some custard. What do you like with our own custard?
Yeah.
Would you really?
I love custard.
Oh.
I love toast.
You love toast? Well, what would you like on your toast? I'll make you toast.
I don't want a lid on.
Yes, you are, Tara.
I don't
I'm sorry, yes.
Ah.
Yes, you spill your drinks, I'm sorry.
No!
Oh, no.
A lid on.
Well, all right, I've made it in this beaker. I'll put some lid on it for if we go out later on. Well, if you go out later on, I'm going to work.
And what for?
What for? To bring you some pennies.
Oh, there's our player.
Oh, What, you want me to go out to work to wear some bennies so you can play with the bennies?
Yeah.
Oh, I see. Right. I've poured it from the beaker into this little Winnie the Pooh cup. But please be careful. It's spilling. Who's this?
He's just come in.
Lady Pussy.
And the chicken.
Little chicken. Would you like a spoon? How about your Winnie the Pooh spoon to go with your Winnie the Pooh mug? Oh, look, Andy, Winnie the Pooh bowl, I hadn't realised. Well coordinated, aren't we?
Winnie the Pooh spoon bowl, please.
Pardon?
Spoon.
Winnie the Pooh spoon? It says, look, it's got Winnie the Pooh on the top.
No,
I haven't got one without Winnie the Pooh on there, he's just on the end. The Winnie the Pooh knife, fork and spoon came from Auntie Sharon and Uncle David. And the Winnie the Pooh plate, bowl and cup that you drink off from came from Mummy's friend Anne. And you've got some Teletubby plates and bowls.
Yeah.
And a nice home mug, haven't you? And yeah. You've got Bob the Builder plates and cups and bowls. And can you remember what you've got on the little coasters? You know the little coasters that I sometimes serve grapes on and small pieces of food?
Yeah, that's the tank.
Thomas the Tank, and what's the other one got on it?
The Henry.
Henry, that's right. Thomas and Henry. Because that's your name, isn't it? Is there a little boy at nursery called James?
He's been rough.
He's been rough?
My head.
You banged your head?
Yeah.
Oh dear, when was this?
I'll show you.
What did he bang you with?
A hammer.
A hammer?
Police hammer.
A play hammer or police hammer?
Police hammer.
A police hammer. Did it hurt you?
Yes, I cried.
Did you cry? Did you tell Mrs. Platford why you were crying?
No.
Oh, well, unless you tell people why, she won't be able to do anything about it. But this is why I tell you, you mustn't hit people, because it hurts, it upsets people, and then they won't want to be your friend. Because now you're saying you don't like James, and that's why, isn't it?
Yeah.
And you don't want people to say, oh, I don't like Thomas Henry, because he hit me on the head. Do you?
Go. People.
You spit at people?
Yeah.
Oh, that's not nice, is it? Is that what you did to James when he hit you?
Yeah.
All right, because you told me about this. I didn't understand.
I knocked him on the road.
You did what?
That is run over his bottom.
Oh, Thomas, you didn't knock him on the road and the bus ran over his bottom. You mustn't get into fights with a little friend. Must you? What are the other little boys called?
Sarah.
Sarah, that little girl?
Yeah, Sarah Jane.
Sarah Jane?
Yeah.
Sarah Jane? Is there a little girl there called Sarah Jane?
Yeah.
Is she nice?
No, my friend
is banging on the head
again.
She banged you on the head as well? Did she?
Yeah.
Ah! Oh dear. Is there anybody there that didn't bang you on the head?
No.
No? I don't think Mrs. Platford banged you on the head, did she?
No.
And what about Emma?
Emma pushed me.
Ever pushed you?
Ever.
Ever?
Yes, the whole world.
Oh, you're getting confused now with you're the best boy ever in the whole wide world. Now, Emma, there's a little girl there called Emma, and you were talking about Emma. Was Emma nice to you?
I'm loving Daddy Emma from the farm ahead. Banging him. Farm on fire.
Thomas, why have you put the spoon on the sleeve?
because I'm a bungee, so I'm down.
You want cornflakes, okay? No, okay, that's for you. Come on, don't be silly.
Yeah.
You daft lad. Right, there you are, cornflakes. You want mummy's cornflakes instead?
Yeah.
Would you like another drink of juice?
We'll have that.
All right, would you like some milk on them?
No.
No, thank you. Is that what you wanted, cornflakes?
Yeah.
Well, mummy wants cornflakes as well, so shall I put these back in the day, in the bowl?
Yeah.
Have you got a bit fed up with these now?
Yeah.
Mummy cleaned the fridge last night.
What for?
Because it was dirty. Lots of things needed sorting out. And when I cleaned it, I caught a button that works the temperature, the thing in the fridge that makes it feel very cold. Mummy knocked the switch, this one up here. I touched it when I was cleaning. And when I got it this morning, the fridge was turned off. Checked and everything still seems frozen in the freezer this morning. We just checked the ice cream, haven't we?
Yeah.
It happened the other day actually, didn't it?
Yeah.
I think sometimes when the fridge is very full, we put a lot of things in it.
Yeah.
And that knocks the button as well. You know, when the fridge is really, really full, like Christmas and your birthday party. Happened the other day, didn't it? The fridge has been turned on. And I know it's not you going in because we've got a lock on the fridge, haven't we?
Yeah. Why?
I'll just stop people going in and stealing my milk and cheese.
Yeah.
You remember the day, Thomas, that we went to Sonia and Isabel's house for a book party?
Yeah.
And Sonia's friend was selling a lot of books. A little
green Daddy Rod.
Mmm. Daddy Rod's house, yes. And Reardon was there with yourself and Jake Kelly. And Reardon got into Sonia's fridge and emptied it, didn't he?
Yeah.
Sonia wasn't very pleased, was she?
Not for more.
Well, because all her food was all over the floor. Reardon's mummy was too busy reading the books and nobody noticed. And Jake Kelly was helping, wasn't he?
Yeah. But then crash.
Pardon?
Then crash.
Mm. Crash, you just dropped your spoon. Oh, it's just you're wearing a bib and it says flowers grow in my garden. I thought you were a flower. You're a buzzy bee, are you?
Yeah, buzz.
You're going to land on the flowers?
Oh! Sting!
Sting? Oh, you stung me?
Yeah.
Oh, poor mummy.
I'm too busy bee to sting. Ding.
Oh, poor mummy. That's not at all nice, is it?
Ding.
Mm. Mum, is very tired this morning, Thomas.
Yeah.
Do you know what I really like to do?
Yeah.
Go to sleep. I'd like to go back to bed.
Yeah.
I go to sleep. I've got a nice cup of tea here, so I'd like to finish my cup of tea and go back upstairs. Would you like to come as well?
Yeah.
Would you?
Just drink up a coffee.
Drink a coffee? You'd like a drink of coffee first, would you? And then what would we do? Read some books?
Yeah. Storybooks.
And would we have a cuddle?
Yeah.
And then would we close our eyes? And snore, that's right. We go to sleep. Shall we take Purdy with us?
Yeah.
So Purdy's got her little bed at the side of Mummy's bed, hasn't she?
Yeah.
Near the radiator.
Yeah.
Purdy's got a bed near the radiator and window. Everything she needs. So she can have a sleep and then jump into the window and have a little play outside. And we could all have a sleep, couldn't we?
Yeah. It's a meow.
Do you think she would?
Yeah.
That would wake us up, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
You don't really want it to wake us up, do you?
No!
Really happening this morning, is it?
No.
No lorries to look at, no trucks. Oh, yeah. Stephen's just walked past.
What for?
I don't know.
He's
going home.
For his camera.
Pardon?
For his mummy.
He's going home for his mummy?
Yeah.
Well, Stephen's Liam's daddy, isn't he?
Yeah.
So I don't think he'll be going home to his mummy. I think he's just gone back to his house. Oh, he's probably taken Liam to school. He's probably walked Liam to school, do you think?
Yeah.
Because he takes them quite early, doesn't he? He takes them in Georgia. Outside, absolutely nothing happening.
Linda and Brian are shutting their door.
Yes, Linda and Brian are shutting their door. Perhaps Linda's going to work. I think it's time for her to go to work. Right, so we're putting some toast in the machine now, Thomas. Okay.
Hello.
What would you like on your toast this morning?
Orange jam.
Orange jam? You mean marmalade?
Mm.
Orange marmalade? Yes, we quite like that, don't we?
Mm.
And would you like a few grapes?
Yeah.
Yes, please. I'll wash some grapes.
And peel them.
Peel them now, I don't think we need to peel them. We did when you were a baby, but you're not a baby now, are you?
Yeah.
Yeah. It saves the seedless so we don't have to take any seeds out. We drew those cornflakes.
Yeah.
And then Charlotte come back from holiday today.
Yeah. We got cars today.
Pardon?
There's
our car's
garden.
I never had the water in there. I couldn't tell what you said.
There's car's gone. There's a car.
A car?
Yeah.
Well,
been to Greece on an aeroplane, haven't they? They left a car at home. And we imagine they're coming home in a taxi. So I don't think we'll see them today. I don't know what time they get home, so I doubt that we'll see them at all today. Perhaps we'll see them on Thursday. Tomorrow. Mind you, tomorrow, Thomas, Janine's... Oops, that's the toast. Janine's coming tomorrow morning.
No.
Pardon?
No.
No, not now. In the morning. Tomorrow morning.
I thought she was coming now.
You thought she was coming now? No. And then in the afternoon, Thursday afternoon, you're going to nursery again.
And Mum may go.
Pardon that?
Mummy's gone.
Mummy's gone? Well, you always know I'm coming back, Thomas, don't you?
Yeah.
You always know I'm coming back for you, Bridget. There are, there's your grapes, and I'll put us some chips to them. The thing is, then, when you're at nursery, Thomas,
yeah.
Mummy's doing all sorts of jobs at home, like vacuuming and ironing and cleaning, and you don't like it when Mummy does those jobs.
No.
You like it when Mummy's at home playing with you and talking to you, don't you?
Yeah.
So, it makes sense that Mummy can have a couple of hours on her own doing jobs that you don't like. When you're playing with the other children and doing some painting and all the other things you do. Isn't it? And then when we come back together, you can tell me all about it, can't you?
Yeah.
What a good time you've had. Mummy will always come back for you, Thomas. I'm not leaving you there.
Just looking at it.
We left your bag there, didn't we, last weekend?
Yeah.
But that was a mistake, and we went back to get that. We didn't even leave your bag, did we?
No.
So there's no way I'm going to leave you.
I want steak.
Is that what upset you, that you think Mummy's leaving you?
Yeah.
I'm not leaving you at all, though. Just for a few minutes. It's just for the afternoon, isn't it? Nice, Thomas.
Yeah.
Nice and sweet.
Yeah. Okay, Ginger, come in.
Is Ginger here? Where? Oh, hello, Ginger. Oh, look, this is Purdy's food from last night. It's just a little bit. But she didn't eat. So I think Ginger can have some of that, can't he?
But Ginger, may Purdy scared.
Yes, I'm pretty scared of Ginger, isn't she? Now here, I saved that little bit of food for him. Eddie wasn't eating it, did he? It doesn't look as if he's got paint on his body anymore. He's perhaps got a faint mark, but it's gone, hasn't it?
Yeah.
There we are, just rinse the hands. Purdy's a fussy pussy and she won't eat the food that's been left over from the night before, won't she? And she always leaves some on the plate. So Ginger might still have it.
This bit has gone on my arm.
Pardon, darling?
This bit has gone on my arm.
You've got cornflakes down your arm?
Yeah.
How have you got cornflakes down your arm? Oh dear. How have you done that? Have you been pushing cornflakes up your sleeve?
Yeah.
Yeah, dafty lad. What are you? A batty boy? Yeah. Yeah, dafty dafty. Yeah, dafty dafty dafty. Aren't you?
can.
Begun now? Never mind, we'll find the ledge. You're getting dressed in a few minutes, aren't you?
Yeah.
Right, I've just filled the washing up bowl with water, ready to wash the pots after breakfast. I like orange marmalade on this.
Yes. Mm,
sounds like proper toast, that, doesn't it? Crunchy, crispy.
A marmalade.
Marmalade, that's right. Orange marmalade. Which plate would you like to eat your toast and marmalade from? Winnie the Pooh again?
No.
Bob the Builder?
Well, no. Tractors.
Huh. We haven't got a plate with tractors on, have we?
No.
No. Well, the Tummy Tubbies.
No! 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 No!
Shall I choose one? There we are, that's the Winnie the Pooh one. And you've got a matching set today, haven't you?
No, not that one.
Oh, well, that's the one you've got.
The Tummy Tubby one.
Now, have you Winnie the Pooh one, though, because I've just put the toast on it. Well, I'll tell you what. I'll do some toast and marmalade. And put it on the
dingo in the grass.
Has he gone in the grass? Oh, yes. He's a little sniff around, isn't he? Can you see his tail? It's all the kind of shades of ginger. It's a very pretty tail, isn't it?
Yeah.
And he's a boy, so I shouldn't call him pretty, but he is quite pretty. Pretty yeah. Ginger.
Nice knees.
What's he got?
Nice knees.
Nice?
Nose.
A nice nose, has he?
Yeah. He likes nose.
Nice to see your nose.
Nice to see your bottom.
Do you like a little bit more drink?
No. I want to wash them down.
You want to wash them down? Do you want to go sit on your potty for a few minutes?
No. I don't want to watch that Sunday.
To watch the television?
Yeah.
There you are.
Thank you.
Nice Tummy Tubby plate for you. And I'll have the Winnie the Pooh plate. How does that sound? Do you not want it to have cornflakes, Thomas?
No.
You've just had cornflakes and grapes. You're not going to be hungry later on.
No.
What about this apple? Thursday, I'll give you some more to drink because you haven't really had very much, have you?
Thursday.
Thursday? Oh, I thought you said you were thirsty. No. Can you say the days of the week?
No.
But there's some apple on your hand, really. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday.
Friday, Saturday, Monday, Tuesday, 6 and 12. 13, 14, 15, 17, 19, 20, 11, 9, thank you, thank you, thank you.
So you've suddenly gone from telling me the days of the week to counting. You did pretty well with the days of the week, didn't you? Can you remember what we do on certain days of the week, Thomas?
Wind it back again. Wind it back again. I'm singing wind it back again.
Wind the bobbin up. Wind the bobbin up.
Wind the bobbin up.
Clap, clap, clap. Wind it back again. Wind it back again. Pull, pull. Clap, clap, clap. Point to the ceiling. Point to the floor. Don't sing with your mouth, honey. Point to the window. Point to the door. Put your hands together. One, two, three. And place them gently on your knee. That's a silly thing to do, to sing into a beaker, because then we couldn't hear what you were saying. Could we? Wind the bobbin up.
Wind up the bobbin up. No. I didn't know.
You want to do it?
Yes.
Pull, pull, clap, clap, clap.
I want to get down.
You want to get down and watch Michael?
Michael's going on.
Well, Michael won't be on till a little bit later, Thomas. Children's programmes don't start till later in the day, do they?
No.
What were we saying about poor Michael the other day?
Don't know.
We were saying he seems to be on the television a lot, doesn't he?
Yeah.
He works a long time. Actually, Thomas, do you know what I think he does?
Yeah.
When you've got CBBC on choice on, they tend to repeat the same programme. If you watch Teletubbies in the morning, then it's on again in the afternoon. It's exactly the same programme, isn't it? So I think perhaps he's not there quite as long as it seems. I would imagine that he's only there for a short while during the day and they just keep repeating. But having said that, he shows different birthday cards in between each programme, doesn't he? So I think you might be there for a fair while in the morning.
Thirsty.
You're thirsty, are you?
Nothing to drink.
Nothing to drink? Well, I'm going to have this toast because I'm hungry. Is that all right? Does that taste good?
No.
You've not had that currant juice for a long time, have you? We've been drinking orange.
Yeah.
Be careful, love. Who else is on your Winnie the Pooh mug?
Tigger.
And are there any bees? Because usually while Winnie the Pooh is, there's honey and some bees. Can you see any?
No.
No, I can't. What about butterflies?
Yeah.
Mummy's got the plate with the same things on. I've got Winnie the Pooh and Piglet. And there are butterflies and leaves, but I can't see any bees.
Look, that one's not got a leaf. Look, that one's got a leaf.
Mmm.
There. Look, someone's bee.
Do you think it's a windy day?
Yeah.
Oh, look, Winnie the Pooh has got his hand in a jar of honey on your beaker, hasn't he? Pooh and Piglet are walking on my plate, but it's on your beaker. Don't do that, Tom. Don't put your hands in. They'll get sticky. But on yours, Winnie the Pooh and Tigger are relaxing, aren't they? What's Winnie the Pooh got in his picnic basket, Thomas? Can you see? Grapes?
No.
He's got a nice checked blanket, hasn't he? you think the blankets to spread on the floor so they can sit down and have a lovely picnic?
Delicious.
Delicious? What's delicious? Breakfast?
No.
Do you like another drink?
Drink. I want another drink. Just wait on the chair and watch Michael again.
You want me to turn the television and watch Michael?
Yeah. I mean, I want to get down as well.
In a minute, Tom. What we'll do, we'll have a little what?
A big wash.
A big wash, alright.
Big wash.
And you can sit on your potty and we'll turn the television on, but we won't have the sound on. We'll just look at what's on and we can talk about it.
No, I want the sound on, I don't want to see you.
If we have the sound on full, I can't tell what you're saying.
I want to sound on you talking.
You want the sound on, you don't want me talking?
No.
Oh dear. Do you not like hearing what I've got to say?
No.
Oh, that's not nice, is it? Oh, who's that?
Policeman.
Who?
Policeman.
Policeman?
No, policeman.
Who?
The fireman.
The postman, is that what you're trying to say?
No, fireman.
Fireman? I hope not. We could do without the policeman and the fireman here this morning. That's all we need, isn't it?
Yeah.
You think it's going to rain? It's all very dark, isn't it?
Mmm.
Oh dear. Without it raining, Thomas. Do you remember a few weeks ago, or last week even? It was nice and hot, wasn't it?
Mmm.
Our meals outside. And do you remember the day we stopped in Disby for an ice cream?
Yeah. Nothing happened.
What do you mean nothing happened?
Because it started to rain.
And it started to rain? Is it raining now?
No.
Wouldn't be surprised, it's not very dark. I wanted to have a look at your little Lego train and things, Thomas. Did I wash your hands?
Yeah.
I didn't. I don't think I'd wipe them with a towel. I don't feel as if I've done a proper job today.
No.
No. When we go upstairs later, you can have your teeth brushed. And we'll put some nice, fresh, clean clothes on. How's that sound?
And sweeties.
And sweeties? No. Perhaps you'll get sweeties later.
Sweetie, now.
Did Nana and Grandad give you sweeties?
No.
Did they say you've been a good boy and give you sweeties?
No.
Look, we've been talking about Winnie the Pooh characters this morning. We've got all these little ones from... from McDonald's, haven't we?
Yeah.
Let me just nip upstairs and get that Winnie the Pooh book and then we can, because I can't work out who's who, can
he clipped them all out. Yeah. Yours. Oh. Eeyore's hat off.
You take Eeyore's hat off?
No. I haven't.
You got those with Happy Meals, didn't you? They've probably stopped doing it now. We've not been to McDonald's for a while. We went just before your birthday and we went there
to Mum's
birthday.
That one's not getting boy now.
I don't think Winnie the Pooh ever did go boing boing, did it? It's the kangaroo that goes boing. Kangaroo goes boring. This little one, his hat lights up. He, I don't think he orders anything, does he? Let's have a look. You press his hat there. Press at the top of his hat and his hat lights up. I don't think Winnie the Pooh does anything either. Oh, this is Tigger, isn't it? Oh, yeah. Tigger goes boing, boing. Boing, boing. What's that?
Down there.
Boing, boing. What it was. I think Tigger goes boing, boing, and I think you can swap his hat. You can take his hat on and off, can't you? With Eeyore. What does Winnie the Pooh do? I'd be surprised if Winnie doesn't do anything. I don't think he does. Look, we've got a book here, haven't we? Winnie the Pooh and his friends. Winnie the Pooh. Oh, look, there's lots of bees on this picture. Here is Winnie the Pooh. Pooh is very fond of eating honey. One day, Pooh hears a loud buzzing noise. That buzzing noise means there are bees, says Pooh. And bees make honey so that I can eat it. Then Pooh rolls in the mud until he is black all over. Can you see how dirty he is?
Yes.
Pooh is pretending to be a small black cloud. He floats up into the sky on a blue balloon. But Pooh cannot reach the honey. Hey, that's funny. We've just got a story about balloons again. But what colour is the balloon this time?
Blue.
And what colour was the balloon last time?
Red.
Yeah, well, red. What's the story about the little boy? He went to bed and went up to the man on the moon. Went to the man in the moon. What colour was his balloon?
Orange,
yellow. Some of the bees fly around the cloud. Yes, I can hear Tigger whining. Some of the bees fly around the cloud. Christopher Robin puts up his umbrella and pretends it is raining. How? Cries Pooh as he comes down. Bump. Isn't it funny how a bear likes honey? Right, who's this now? Eeyore. Is this Eeyore?
Yeah, boing, boing.
Eeyore's got a pretty pink ribbon.
Where?
On his tail.
Where?
Eeyore is an old grey donkey. Today he is rather sad. Don't do that, Tom. I don't know, we're going to find out in a minute. Don't look, Pooh Bear says, what has happened to your tail? Asked Pooh. It isn't there. Or Eeyore has lost his tail. I will find your tail for you, says Pooh. Pooh is sure Owl can help find Eeyore's tail. He goes to Owl's house. Where is Eeyore's tail? What's he doing up there?
They're hanging.
It's hanging on a branch of the tree, isn't it? Pooh carries the tail back to Eeyore. Christopher Robin puts it back on in the right place. There we are. Eeyore is very happy. Look. Does your Eeyore have a tail on it?
Pulling it off.
No, oh no, you mustn't pull it off, no. Can you remember what we did at your birthday party?
Yeah.
Mummy's going to just have another mouthful of toast. Would you like some toast? Would you like me to feed you, then you don't get your fingers sticky, because you can't play with these. Well, should we move the toys out of the way?
No, I want to go.
All right, please. Will you have a mouthful of this toast? That's nice, we're sharing. No, at your birthday party, instead of having pinned the tail on the donkey, we had pinned the tail on the Eeyore, didn't we? And who won the prize for getting the tail nearest?
Ben.
Yeah, I think it was Ben, was it?
Charlotte.
Charlotte won a prize for getting almost there, but who got it nearly spot on?
I nearly did it.
You nearly did it. Well, you had it right and then moved it right into the sky, didn't you?
Yeah.
No, we went to see her on Monday. What's the name of the little girl that won the prize?
Emma.
Emma? No, Rachel. Remember going to Rachel's house?
Yeah.
Right, we'll go on to Piglet. We haven't got a Piglet. Well, tell Daddy we've got to go back to McDonald's to see if we've got a Piglet.
Yeah.
Do you like another bite of toast? There you are. I wonder if you can buy them. Perhaps we could buy a piglet. Piglet is a very small animal. He does not like having a bath. Do you remember the storybook we've got about the pig that doesn't like having a bath?
Yeah.
What's he called?
I don't know.
Scruffy Pig?
Yeah.
Do you remember Scruffy Pig? He gets into the shower and he keeps his umbrella up, doesn't he, so the water doesn't hit him. Piglet is a very small animal. He does not like having a bath. One day, Piglet and his friend Pooh and Rabbit meet Kanga and Baby Roo. Right, have we got Kanga?
Yeah.
This is Kanga. There we are. Right, we've had a story about Winnie the Pooh. We've had a story about Eeyore. There's Winnie. There's Eeyore. We haven't got a piglet, so we can't put a piglet in the line. But we can put Kanga there, can't we? One day, Piglet and his friends Pooh and Rabbit meet Kanga and Baby Roo. We've not got the rabbit either, have we?
No.
Enjoy this toast. Piglet and Pooh help Rabbit make a plan. Rabbit wants Piglet to pretend to be Baby Roo. When Kanga finds Piglet in her pocket, she decides to give him a bath. She scrubs him firmly, she rubs him dry. Poor Piglet doesn't want to be clean, he gets all dirty again. Do you remember on the first page, Winnie the Pooh was rolling, wasn't he? It says then Pooh rolls in the mud until he's black all over. And on this one we've got Piglet doesn't want to be clean, so he gets dirty. Don't you think that was funny? Don't you think that's funny? That they pretend Piglet is the baby kangaroo and put him in his mummy's pouch. So she thinks it's her baby and she gives him a bath. But poor Piglet wasn't very pleased. Right, now this is a story about Kanga and Baby Roo. Kanga is Baby Roo's mother. She carries Roo in her pocket. It's called a pouch. Look, can you see in her tummy? Kanga is very busy looking after Baby Roo. Roo makes friends with Tigger. One day, Kanga gives Roo and Tigger a picnic. Don't get into mischief, she calls. But Roo and Tigger climb a tree. Oh, I hope they're not going to get dirty again like the other two. We can't get down, cries Roo. Isn't it fun? Pooh and Piglet and Christopher Robin help them get down. Come on, Tigger, calls Roo. It's easy. Well, it is for Tigger, isn't it? Because he can bouncy, bouncy, bouncy. Rabbit. We haven't got a rabbit. Rabbit likes to be busy. One morning, Rabbit wakes up early. He thinks he will go and visit a friend. He knocks at Christopher Robin's door. Hello, it's Rabbit, he calls. Christopher Robin is not there. Rabbit sees a piece of paper on the ground. It is a message from Christopher Robin. Gone out. Back soon. Busy. Back soon. CR.
Ah.
If you grow up to write like this at school, your teachers will say, oh, Thomas Henry. Gone out. Gone isn't spelt right. Back's on. Instead of back soon. Busy. That's spelt wrong. Are you busy sometimes?
Yeah.
When we go out, are we busy? And he's written back soon again. CR. Christopher Robin. Rabbit knows how to read. But where is Christopher Robin? Rabbit asks Owl. Rabbit asks Pooh. Rabbit asks Eeyore. And Eeyore knows. Christopher Robin is at school. He is learning how to read and write. That's a relief, isn't it? Little boy's at school. Christopher Robin's gone to school. So hopefully, the next time he leaves a message, he'll be able to spell a little bit better than he does at the moment. We haven't got an owl either, have we?
No.
An owl or a rabbit or a piglet.
And yeah.
No wonder McDonald's decided to promote this. They've got a lot of characters to get through. Owl. Owl's house is in a tree. What can we see on the tree?
Piglet.
Piglet? Is that Eeyore's tail?
No, it's caught up.
Excuse me.
Caught up.
It's what?
It's caught up in pieces.
Caught up?
In pieces.
It says his tail's come off his body. It's a piece of tail hanging on the tree. Is that toast nice? Is it nice sharing?
Mm.
Owl's house is in a tree. He knows all about the forest. Owl can spell his own name. He can read quite well too. And he knows how to write and to use very long words.
I want some more.
Want some more, please.
Some more.
Right. There you are. You have the toast. I'm going to go and get to the telephone.
Oh, you're sneezing as well, then, Ollie. Present?
What a Jean ringing.
Jean ringing? No, it wasn't Jean. It was Mummy's friend.
Called Jean.
Well, yeah, she's called Jean, but it wasn't Janine. Right, where have we got to? Oh, dear, dear.
One more thing.
All right.
That one, I will just try.
All right, you have it, but we'll pop these out of the way, because I guess we'll stick with Mum later, won't we? Pooh asks Owl to write a happy birthday on a special pot for Eeyore's birthday. Somebody has been keeping honey in it, says Owl. You can keep anything in it, says Pooh. It is a useful pot to keep things in. Owl wonders how to spell birthday, so this is what he writes. Hippie pappy. Buffter the thuffer buthuffer. Hippie pappy. Buthuffida tuffuffida buthuffida. I'm just saying a happy birthday, says Owl. Do you like that page? Shall we read that again?
Yeah.
Owl's house is in a tree. He knows all about the forest. Owl can spell his own name. He can read quite well too. And he knows how to write and to use very long words. Pooh asks Owl to write a happy birthday on a special pot for Eeyore's birthday. Somebody has been keeping honey in it, says Owl. You can keep anything in it, says Pooh. It is a useful pot to keep things in. Owl wonders how to spell birthday, so this is what he writes.
Yeah.
Hippie, pappy, buthuthudid, buthuthudid, buthuthudid. I'm just saying a happy birthday, says Owl. Oh, I just think it was Mummy's birthday, wasn't it, the other week? If we'd known that, you could have said, Mummy, hippie, pappy. It's like a foreign language, isn't it?
Yeah.
It says, have you met Winnie the Pooh and his forest friends? To get to know them all, choose a picture on the tabs of this book and discover the adventures of Pooh, Piglet, Eeyore, Tigger, Kanga and Baby Roo, Rabbit and Owl. Which was your favourite out of all those that you can see down the side? Which one do you like?
In that leg, that girl.
Oh, I think that's Christopher Robin, actually. Oh, look, Christopher Robin's putting Eeyore's tail back on. What's he using?
Hammer.
A hammer. Wow.
Yeah. It's not happening yet.
There's Winnie the Pooh with his honey and his umbrella and his balloon.
And his dirty.
And what, Liv?
And he's dirty.
And he's dirty, you're quite right, yes, and he's dirty. There's Eeyore, who's sad because he's lost his tail, but then happy when Owl knows where it is. Christopher Robin puts it back. There's Piglet, who doesn't want a bath. But his friends pretend he's Baby Roo, and Kanga thinks it's her baby and she baths him. So Piglet gets nice and clean, and he doesn't like it and he gets dirty again. Then Tigger, bouncy, 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 bouncy. Did we read this one?
No.
I can't remember the Tigger one. Perhaps we did. This is Tigger. Tigger is very bouncy. One night, Tigger comes to visit Pooh. Hello, I'm Tigger, said Tigger. Hello, I'm Pooh, says Pooh. Pooh has never seen an animal like this before. Do Tiggers like honey for breakfast? Asks Pooh. Tigger tastes Pooh's honey. Tiggers don't like honey, says Tigger. And Tigger doesn't like acorns, and he doesn't like thistles. What do Tiggers like? Tigger tries Roo's breakfast, and that's what Tigger likes. Tigger likes eating baby kangaroo's breakfast. Look, baby kangaroo's in a high chair, isn't he? Like you used to sit in when you were a baby.
Yeah.
Oh, then we've got the story of Kanga and Baby Roo. Oh, this is the one where where Baby Roo and Tigger climb a tree and they can't get down. They jump in the end. Look.
Tigger's falling down.
Well, he's falling down. I think he's actually jumping out of the tree. And Christopher Robin, Pooh, Eeyore and Piglet catch him in a blanket, like, so he doesn't get hurt. Oh, and this is the one about Rabbit. Rabbit goes to visit Christopher Robin, but Christopher Robin's not there, is he? But he's left a note to say he's gone out, he's busy, he'll be back soon.
What's that?
This owl. Owl knows where Christopher Robin is. No, he doesn't. Owl doesn't know, does he? But Eeyore knows, and Eeyore says Christopher Robin is at school, then he has to read and write, so he'll be able to write notes better.
Oh, birthday again.
You want to read the birthday again, and this is the owl one. Owl's house is in a tree. He knows all about the forest. Owl can spell his own name. He can read quite well, too. And he knows how to write and to use very long words. Pooh asks Owl to write a happy birthday on a special pot for Eeyore's birthday. Somebody has been keeping honey in it, says Owl. You can keep anything in it, says Pooh. It is a useful pot to keep things in. Owl wonders how to spell birthday, so this is what he writes. Are you waiting?
Yeah.
Hippy, puppy, buffetida. Futhida, buffetida. I'm just saying a happy birthday, says Owl.
Again.
Happy birthday today to you. Happy birthday today to you.
No.
Happy birthday today, dear. Who was it? Whose birthday was it on Saturday? Rachel. Rachel. Happy birthday to you.
No. Again.
Oh, no, I think we've had enough happy birthday, don't you? Don't you think we've had quite enough of that?
Take us in, oh yeah. Honey.
Tell me if your hands are covered in marmalade. Be careful because you'll make them all sticky and then we won't be able to play with them, will you? Oh dear, dear. I suppose I ought to wash up now because it's getting time for work, isn't it? Do you want another washing down?
Yeah.
You'd like to see what's going on with Michael?
Yeah. Hungry deal, hungry tail. Walk. Walk it.
Are you going for a walk?
Yes. Walk.
Right, so
let's see what's
going on here.
Poop. Poop. Ba-ba-ba.
Oh, here's Michael.
And Bert from Pat.
He's reading out the birthday cards, look. Oh, who's he drawn? Is that Milo or Fizz or... I mean, Milo or Jake?
Jake.
Shaky Jakey?
Yeah.
I'm a shaky, shaky Jakey. With a shaky, shaky Jakey.
Shake my head like that. I shake my teeth like that.
That's the scarecrow song. When all the birds are sleeping, I don't know the words. On the dark
love, 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 love.
You drop Tigger. Up jumps the sky.
No, my Tigger.
You want your Tigger? Okay. Have you finished this toast?
Again.
When all the birds are sleeping and the dog has gone to bed, up jumps the scarecrow and this is what he said. You sing. I'm a flipping dingle dangle scarecrow with my flippy floppy hat.
I'm not fire.
Oh yes. Oh gosh yes. I can shake my arms like this.
I'm a fire and then lean on.
I shake my legs like that.
Again.
There's a very hot on the television as well. You better get you down and you can go and have a look because that's really exciting, isn't it? What's the programme that's on now?
I don't know.
You don't know? No, I don't know either. There we are. How's that?
Piglet.
Piglet.
Where are you, baby piglet?
Piglet is a baby pig.
It's not this big.
Alice, you can sit on your potty now and watch this, please.
No, we my nappy.
Oh, you've not used your nappy. Have you?
Yeah.